Well, a very good morning. Yes, happy Thanksgiving. The Lord is good. Blessings to you on this Thanksgiving Sunday, all the time, yes. Now this morning, you know, I'm going to take a little break from our series on the book of Colossians. We're going to focus on the theme of Thanksgiving. I mean, it just, you know, seemed like a natural thing to do. And I don't know why, but I decided that to finish off this outfit, since I was going to look like Mr. Rogers anyway, that I would pick this tie out. And look, I told Kevin and Mike not to be alarmed and not to feel any pressure, but I guess Mike felt pressure. He's got a tie on. Yeah, so anyway, but that's all right. So here we are. If I wore a sport jacket, I would have looked too much like Mr. Bean, but that's another thing. So Thanksgiving, that seems to be the way to go on a day like today. Now, here's the thing, though. We are going to look at just a couple of the verses that are in the book of Colossians. You know, there are verses about Thanksgiving in Colossians, and I'll come back to them again, Lord willing, when in the next few weeks ahead. You know, as we go through these words, but for today, and we'll just put them up on the screen so you don't have to turn to them, although, you know, you certainly can, but thankfulness shows up here in this letter. Actually, it shows up through the entire Bible. The first section I want to highlight just comes from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Being thankful, pausing to give thanks. It's tied in there with being strengthened in our faith. You want more faith? Be more thankful. A grateful heart. It gives us strength and builds us up. And even in times when it's difficult to be feeling thankful, right? A grateful heart. When we think about trusting God in spite of whatever doesn't look right in our life, it builds us up and we build one another up. Second section I want to look at, just Colossians chapter 3, and we'll just go from verse 15 to verse 17. And actually, Paul said some similar words in the letter to the Ephesians. He says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." When we are thankful, and when we have an opportunity to say why we are, not only do we remind ourselves of the goodness of God and build ourselves up in that, but our words, and whether we speak them or whether we sing them, they have power through the Holy Spirit to not only experience more of the peace of Christ in our lives. And those are great verses, by the way, in Philippians 4. Yes, let the peace of Christ rule in you and let your gentleness be evident to all. And present your requests to God. And that peace of God, it becomes sort of like a, I don't know, just like a wall around us. You know, when we present our requests with thanksgiving, and then His peace sets a guard around our hearts. And our words teach and admonish one another. So you bring great encouragement to your brothers and sisters right here in Christ, all gathered around us, when you are thankful. How often have you come to a church service, maybe feeling quite down? It's been a rough week. You barely made it in here, but you saw somebody else lifting their hands and praising the Lord. And, you know, it's kind of like a forest fire. right? That flame burning in their hearts begins to skip over and starts a little ignition in your heart. And before you know it, that flame is spread all through the whole place. It's somehow found its way over to your heart. It's catching, isn't it, in a good way. Oh, now catching in a not-so-good way. You were mentioning about how Julie is over her flu, but you're not, are you? You still got some kind of a cold. Yeah, okay. But over the flu? Okay, good. We're keeping our distance from you. But unlike viruses, this is the sort of thing we want to rub off on one another. We want to catch this. We want to catch this. When you're here to praise the Lord, and sometimes even when you've had a difficult time and you had a hard time even coming to church, you are encouraging to someone else by your presence here. And it's in that spirit that I want to do something that we did last year. And so what we're going to do, and I have this microphone stand. Oh, there it is. I'm going to set this up. Now, you know, you can't move forward in your Christian life if you're relying on yesterday's grace, right? It's got to be new every morning. And so, you know, the one thought was, oh, gee, this worked so good last year. Let's just do it again. It's going to work again. But no, we don't drum up anything. But I was remembering this week just what a blessing it was when we had an extended sharing time back on Thanksgiving, 1 year ago. And some of you might remember that. What a blessing that was. Hard to believe that was a whole year ago. And hasn't God been good to us? Well, if we really think about it, we count our blessings, we tend to focus on the one or two things that are like, oh boy, why is he doing that? But we forget that there are so many other things. Miracles that happen every day, you know, if we just take the time to see them. Think of everything he's brought you through in this last year. And you know, it's less than 3 months to the start of another year. What's he going to bring you through next year? There have been some difficulties. Last Sunday I was highlighting that verse from Colossians 1, verse 17, speaking about Jesus. Maybe you remember that. Paul said that he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And I stopped there, and I asked that question. Hey, anybody feeling like things are falling apart in your life right now? And you know what? I could hear you. It was audible. It was like almost everybody in the whole room suddenly went, oh yeah, falling apart. Oh, I got stuff. I got stuff. You got stuff. All God's children got stuff. And of course, what keeps all of us going is the hope that we have as followers of Jesus. I know, Maureen, you're thinking the same thing I am. Do we have a special guest today? Okay, we might need some folks to help somebody in. Is it not that? Okay, no. Do you know what? Lorene, sure. I got a message from her daughter saying that she was going to come to church today. But she didn't know how to get up the stairs. And I said, just let us know when you're here and we'll make sure there's some people to help Lorene up the stairs. But maybe Lorene's not here. Okay, no, that's all right. I'm sure Caroline left me a message, maybe, and I'm offline now. What keeps us going is the hope that we have as followers of Jesus. The hope that he's the one that's going to hold us together, no matter what we're going through. So this morning, and I sent out that email, and maybe you've had a moment to reflect on something God has done for you, maybe this year. Maybe there's something you're hoping he will do. Well, the microphone is yours. And let's see, some of you are probably going to be taller than me. I'll just bring this up here a little bit. There we go. That'll work. That will work. And people on Zoom can frantically wave if they can't hear us. In fact, you know what? You frantically wave if you can't hear us. Because I had mentioned, see, and this is going to fall down, isn't it? There we are. I had mentioned in my email that if you wanted to send along an email, if you weren't going to be here today, you could still participate. And I got this one from Evans, sent me a text. So Evan, if you're out there on Zoom, we'll say good morning to you. He said he's staying home to help Ann get ready for their family Thanksgiving. And he wanted to share what I'm thankful for. And he said this, I don't have to go on a pilgrimage to commune with God. As you know, this past May, I got an opportunity to go to Israel. And when I got back, I said something that actually angered somebody on my radio show. They sent me an email, you know, saying, what, you're in the Holy Land. It's God's Holy Land. But I got the impression when I was over there, you know, as people come to that wailing wall and put their requests in the wall, I was kind of sad because it's like, no, God's right here in Wellesley. God's even in Lisbon. You don't have to go, as much as I would love to go back, but you don't have to go on a big pilgrimage to find him. He's wherever you are. He's as close as the mention of his name. And that's what Evan was thankful for. He said, as hard as it is to believe, he pilgrimages with us. He tabernacles with us. The creator of everything is just that loving. Isn't that a great thought from Evan? And then he says, joyous Thanksgiving. I'll pass that on to all of you. So I thought maybe we just take a moment to let the message of Christ dwell among us richly. There's nothing really planned right now. And you'll have to come to the front because we want to make sure the people on Zoom can hear. But maybe you've got something to encourage us with on this Thanksgiving Sunday. The floor is yours.
None of you people want to be first, do you? I'll be first. So I am just so grateful. We have had the opportunity this past year to go from sea to sea. We were in Newfoundland to visit a very good friend in June, and we just had the most amazing time just seeing God's creation, and the way we were received by the people out there were just absolutely, I just can't say enough how welcoming they were. And we need this welcoming in Ontario for people. I don't think we are the most welcoming people, even in Lisbon. And then we had the opportunity to again go to British Columbia to see our kids. So we were from sea to sea, and that was an amazing time with our kids out west. So anyway, I'm just so thankful for family, for friends, and for this congregation who is holding us up in prayer and has brought us through. And we have felt very welcome in this place. And we just thank each and every one of you for your prayers and continuing prayers. So bless God, praise God, and thank you.
Well, I'm grateful that our pastor likes to read A.W. Tozer, and he talks to us about his books. And one very important idea that I had got from reading one of his books was that if we are properly in tune with God, then we'll be in tune with each other. And I thought, when we can have a lot of confusion sometimes, that's a very good thing to think about.
The thing that came to my mind was the words of a chorus from way back. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me new life eternal, so great and free.
Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Well, I'm going to talk about something really mundane. In the year 2006, we added on to our house. And I have had an unfinished kitchen since then. And right now, we are doing a renovation. So I still live in fear that it won't get finished, but it started. We had the electrician in this week. We get the plumber in on Tuesday. It's like so exciting. And I mean, this is going to sound really petty, and it is, but I've had these ugly cupboards sitting in up, and when we threw them out, I knew such joy. So anyway, I'm also grateful for my family and this church family. I go to ladies' nights at Rosebank, and I was quite bragging about the relationship that we have here and how unusual and how great it is. So thank you. And sorry about my mundane story, but it is just something that I'm so grateful for.
I usually have something to say, right? So, first of all, I want to just say the harvest in this community is amazing. Like, the crops are so good. We are so blessed. Even though we had a drought, things are getting better. Soybeans are off now, and the wheat, the hay is done. We're getting ready to get the corn off. God has blessed us so much, and this community is a good community, where people help each other, and they continue to stand beside us, be it need work done around the farm or just support for our hearts. And so, again, I'm grateful for family. They're special. And I'm grateful for this church. You're amazing. So continue to seek God and love him, and then share that love with one another. Thank you. God bless.
Well, we all have so much to be thankful for. We'd probably be here all day if we listed them all. But I'm very thankful for the help for my eye this year and for all the good neighbors. And we also got gravel on the road. If it'll only get packed down before too late. But we're very blessed.
I don't know what I'm going to say, so I just thought I have to say something because I'm being prompted to say something. I have found God travels with me wherever I am. I've been around the world. I've seen many things. I've experienced so much. I have always found people. Usually, I've always found people with open hearts and warmth, whether it was in Singapore or wherever the heck it was I was. So I'm very, 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 very grateful for my past. But now I am with this heart of mine and God in there, going into the void. And I don't know where I'm going. I have dreams and I have good intentions to share the love of God that I carry, and Christ is right in here with me all the time. My trunk is packed. I'm leaving for about 3 weeks. Arva needs me. She had a hip replacement or hip surgery, and she's coming out of the hospital on Tuesday, so I know where I'm going to be for about 3 weeks, and then I do not know what God has in store for me. So I continually pray, I continue to hold Christ within, and when I really feel that, I am at peace, and I am very, 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 very thankful. And I leave it in God's hands, and I bless this community. I felt very, very good here. Very, very good here. And so God knows what he's doing. And one of these days, maybe you'll clue me in a little bit more. Bless you all. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I was just thinking, Maureen has gotten both me and Mark to be reading that book from Andrew Murray, Waiting on God. And I was just thinking of those verses in Isaiah 40 for you, Christina, that those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They'll mount up on wings as eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not be faint. And so we'll be praying that for you as you are in this waiting time. We can wait upon the Lord. He's faithful.
Sometimes it's maybe hard to be thankful all the time. And I know with my mom and my dad struggling, and sometimes we see mom making decisions that's kind of hard to watch, and what do I have to do to step in and that sort of thing. And so sometimes it's been maybe a little challenging to be thankful. But even though that some of us can be going through troubles right now where maybe we're struggling to be thankful, we can be thankful. There's something that I was thinking, in my weakness, you make me strong, right? And I think, Pastor Pat, you just quoted the top of that, where that eagle is flying. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles, Isaiah 40:31. And so I just want to say I am thankful. James said, be thankful even in trials that we go through, right? And so I am thankful. But I'm definitely thankful for the fact that my oldest child, who's sitting at the back, is back from Laurier for this week. And we picked her up on our way home from the cottage. So we are thankful that we will spend some time together.
I don't want to cut anybody off. Are there any others? And I recognize, and we've been praying for so many people who are going through things. So it's difficult to always feel happy. That's the difference between joy and happiness. Happiness depends on the circumstances. Joy is something that sometimes surprises you in the middle of the night. And you recognize that God is in control. And so thank you so much for encouraging one another through that. Maybe I'll just, before I do one more thing, let me just take this to the Lord in prayer for a moment. Father, we recognize that there are difficult things in life, and we all have those times in our life when we feel like we're on top of everything, and then when everything seems to be on top of us. But Lord, you are outside of time. You know the beginning from the end. You are the faithful, unchanging one. And so, Father, as I think about, it's not just on the calendar, Thanksgiving Day, but Lord, every day, every moment of every day, help us all to realize that you hold the world in your hands. You hold us. You help us keep things together, even when we have no idea what's going on. And Father, sometimes it's our own decisions in life, our own sinfulness, and we know when that happens, and we praise the Lord that we can come back to you, receive forgiveness, to carry on. But Lord, so many people in our world today, they don't have a God to say thank you to. And they don't have a hope when everything goes south. And it does for every single person at some time in our life. And so, Father, I just ask that, and maybe there even be somebody here today that was really encouraged today. Father, maybe somebody listening online, who knows, maybe years from now, let them be encouraged to once again lift up their heads. Lift up the doors. Yeah, you ancient gates, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? Right? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of Glory. So we lift up. We lift up our eyes. We lift up our thoughts. And we say once again that God is good all the time. Whether I see it or not, He is the way maker, and He will make a way. So Lord, bless everyone that's here today. We all have our own Thanksgiving plans, or I just ask that You would warm our hearts again with the knowledge that we have a good God that we can praise. We can sing to the Lord all the earth. We can proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Amen. Now, you know, late last night I got a crazy idea. And I went downstairs and I found my hymn book. And I thought about a Thanksgiving hymn. And I brought the hymn book. And I remembered that Nelma plays piano. And Nelma today didn't bring her glasses with her. And she didn't have a chance to practice. But you know what? Bless her heart. She's going to play for us anyway. You glad about that? Thank you, Nelma. Yeah, watch your step up there. There's like more wires than the International Space Station, I think, but there we are. And we got some words to put up on the screen for this one. I think there's three verses. We'll wait till we get some words up on the screen. There we are. And these go back a long ways. Now thank we all our God. Would you stand to sing? It'll all come back to you in a moment.